Hello, welcome into Verbal Diarrhea, the podcast where we read the hilarious diary of a teenager. Yep. But not just any teenager, it belongs to our friend Nathan.
Hello.
We're joined with Alex.
Hello.
And my name is Rayner. We're about to take you back to the year 2000 for a nostalgic binge. And right now our focus is first love and romance and maybe sex.
Maybe.
So turn it up and pull them down for episode 68.
That was good. That was smooth. You can tell this is our third episode.
Yeah, I'm not tired now.
Smooth as hell.
I was half asleep for the last two episodes. So I'm excited to see. We left on a bit of a cliffhanger.
There's been some cliffhangers, right?
We did. Nay practicing his speech for taking Amy around the corner to chirps her up.
There's a lot of stuff I don't remember as well. So it's a cliffhanger for me as well. Exciting.
I love that because some of this I forget that you probably don't remember as much as we
really
don't know it. I'm assuming that a lot of it comes back to you as you're reading it, though.
Yeah. Live reminiscing.
Isn't it? Should we reminisce about some factual stuff, Alex?
Yeah, go on. So again, just a caveat, we are in September, in the depths of September now. However, due to the density of the upcoming months, I'm lagging behind on the facts just to try and keep some level of interesting facts rolling. And unfortunately, this isn't a super interesting fact. However, on August 20th, which would have been the day after my birthday, my seventh birthday.
Oh,
so happy birthday to little me. the PGA Championship men's golf, Tiger Woods becomes the first person since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win three majors in a single calendar year. Because he wins back-to-back PGA titles in three whole playoffs.
He's bloody good, Tiger Woods.
He's brilliant.
Christ, yeah. So I wonder, he's been going a long time now then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he maybe still plays. I don't know if he plays professionally, does he?
Like, he's retired as a professional golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, golf, I suppose, is one of those things you probably can play until you're quite...
Yeah. My dad plays golf and he's not young. He's not a spring chicken.
Yeah.
Christ. Did you have any of the Tiger Woods games for like your Nintendo or anything?
No.
My dad did. He loved it. He was going playing golf. He'd come home and he'd play golf on his fucking computer.
I've never been into IRL golf, but when we all played PGA Tour that time, I was well into it. I really loved it as a game.
I did say a while ago, didn't I, that I'd take you guys to the golf range.
Yeah, I'd like that.
The driving range is well fun.
Yeah. I mean, if I had the choice of a driving range or an archery thing, though, I don't mean to keep bringing that up, but I still really want to go.
Yeah, I'd go.
What about a golf range where you set up targets?
Oh.
And you get points for like...
overestimating how fucking good I'm going to be with a golf club.
But big target.
Right.
So that would like be a fun game, field. Though.
Like archery golf.
Hit the field.
Yeah. But that'd be cool. But also, like, the further the target away is and the closer to the bullseye you get, the more points you get.
Oh, I see.
So there's close targets. They're a bit easier to hit, but you get less points. But if you go for the fucking 200 yards away and you bullseye
it. There you go. That's a business venture.
Patented, by the way. I've patented that. So if any of you fuckers try and steal that business, you owe me, what's a good number? 90% of your proceeds.
Yeah.
Not your profits.
Yeah. Get your phone up. buy the domain now as well for it as
I've
well.
I've got it.
All right. Chill out.
I'm calling it Bow Golf.
Bow Golf. It'll be the new pickleball.
Yeah.
I don't know what pickleball is. Anyway, sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm lost now. Nay.
What are you going to say?
I don't even know where I was going with that.
September 28th. Okay. So we have a lot to talk about.
Ooh.
On Wednesday, Amy slept round Zoe's house. And as Zoe lives in Woodbridge, which is where I used to live, they wanted me to go and see them.
Oh.
I remember this.
Oh,
I did. And she looked stunning.
Oh,
I stayed there all day, but we hardly got any time alone. Plus, they gelled my hair.
They wanted you to just be their little toy to play.
Yeah, so funny. They basically just called you around to bully you.
That's funny because I remember.
Did they make you look like Gareth Gates?
Yeah, I reckon. I can remember because she was playing the Marshall Mathers 2 album. That's the first time I heard that. They were smoking weed as well.
Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The second Eminem album, right?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever the second one is.
It's just called the Marshall Mathers LP. Banger that. It's inappropriate for 15
years. Plus, they gelled my hair, wet my hair, put mousse on my hair, hair sprayed my hair, curled my hair, put glitter in my hair. This is just embarrassing.
They're just treating you like one of the Dorises.
What the fuck, man?
Did you have quite long hair?
No, sort of curtains, I think, at that point, probably.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you think you were super in as well? Did you think you were going to have a threesome?
No, I don't think I'd have thought that.
But have you ever thought that, by the way?
I don't.
There was one time in high school where I thought, I'm about to have a fucking threesome. Because there was a girl I was like going out with at the time.
Yeah.
And her mate were both bi. So like we were at like some house party. Those two started kissing each other. And I was like, hold on, that's my girlfriend.
Wait,
and they were
sec.
Like, join in then.
Yes.
And we did like a weird three-way kiss. And I thought, fucking hell, this is mental. And then like we went upstairs and I thought, this is going to get fucking really mental.
Yes.
And it turns out one of them just wanted to go to bed.
Oh, fuck. I'd have been so disappointed.
And I was like, fuck's sake.
Damn it. You almost got the belt.
Oh,
the t-shirt.
That would have been unbelievable.
I just had to go home and have a wank.
Yeah, I bet you did.
It was mental.
I mean, fucking ran
home. I was throbbing at the tip. Tucked it into my waistline to walk home.
Oh no, and every time I touched my hair, they hit me. Like, don't
this
touch
sounds
it.
Abusive.
It does.
Wait,
you.
I guess
bullying.
These are girls from Wrongen School. You're at Wrongen School, aren't you?
It's fucking smacking me around. The one very good time was when they pinned me down and tried to put makeup on me. And during the struggle, I accidentally fell on Amy. That's in brackets, accidentally.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm on top of you. Oh, my head landed between your bosom.
It's like the, is it Durex advert where like, there's like someone like sweeping the floor or something like that. And then he like goes on break and someone's like strolling around and he goes, whoa, whoa, on the slippery floor. He falls on like a thing. He goes down the stairs. He goes like round the corner. And then there's like a girl on the toilet and he like falls onto her. And it's like, it's never just an accident. Like wrap it up. Kind
I
of
haven't
thing.
Seen that. That
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find
that.
It then.
Anyway, I walked home in the rain and went to bed. I can remember that because I just remember feeling incredibly like anxious, like shit, I have to be cool. I have to try and be impressive. It's too much pressure.
And your thing for that was just letting them do what they want with you the
basically,
whole night.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, if I struggle and look like, no, don't do that, they'll think I'm lame. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's more like, yeah, you can do that.
It's
you can
weird,
put
isn't it? Because now I'd have been, oh, I don't want my fucking hair done. That's sort of more standing up for yourself a bit is more attractive. Anyway, on Thursday, I woke up feeling very pissed off.
Oh, dear.
Because I didn't get off with Amy and paced around all morning.
Oh, God.
And got so annoyed that I severely punched the fuck out of my door, bruising my hand.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's worrying, isn't
severely
it?
Punched the fuck out of a door.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
I think I've exaggerated here because I think I'd remember it if I hit it that hard. In the end, the only way I could stop feeling so pissed off was to ring Amy, right?
Ooh.
I did, and she too said she wished she'd made a move on me. So I asked her that if I made a move on her Friday, if she would be okay with it. So smooth.
You got to ask permission.
You have to ask permission.
You're
even
right.
Good boy.
That, you're right there, because even if someone is going, oh, love me, fuck me, you still want to go, can I?
It's taken a romance,
do you know what I mean?
Out of things,
absolutely.
Isn't it, on here a bit? I think I've got enough of a green light from what she's said.
Yeah, I mean, you've had at least, a week's worth of her asking for it now. I think you wouldn't be forgiven for slinging it.
That's just a wimp.
This is Thursday, though. You're getting annoyed you haven't macked off. You set yourself the goal to do it by Friday.
True.
So you've still got tomorrow, boy.
Getting there.
She said she'll be fine with it. So I was dancing around my house with excitement.
With your little bruised hand.
Sake. Yeah.
How are you going to give her sex for the bruised
hand?
Right?
Did you have that thing of like, were your family very clear, like, was it obvious you were in a good mood about stuff? Because I know whenever I was in...
probably in my room a lot.
This like position you're in now where you're giddy and happy.
Yeah.
I'd always get my mum or dad or sister being like, oh, is there a girl on the horizon?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they could always tell because I was like chirpsy.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I was just in my room all the time at this point.
Hiding.
Yeah. Friday. So Friday arrived. Amy was outside in the morning, but as soon as I sat with her, some girl came and sat and started talking to her. It was no use then because I needed her alone if I was going to kiss her. When break time arrived, I would have got her on her own, except for one person. Lorna, fucking Lorna. That stupid, dull, ugly fucking bitch.
Brilliant. Hards.
Classic, mate.
Horrible boy.
So mean.
I suddenly decided to hang around outside. I was very pissed off, as you can imagine. So I didn't get a chance at break. Then it was English. I decided I was never going to get the chance at any break time. So I told her to ask to go to the toilet when I did.
Dear.
So we could both get out of the lesson and have some fun.
Ooh,
yeah, in the toilet.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Sneaky. Sneaky little sausage.
That's a good tactic.
It is.
Did it pay off?
So I asked and we went and I waited down the corridor, but she never came.
Oh.
I asked her. I mean, that's annoying. I've given her a chance there. Come on.
It might be that she did ask and the teacher was like, no, you'll have to wait
till
Nathan
comes
to back.
Back. Yeah,
maybe.
Probably.
Oh, could be.
I remember being told that and being like, I'm going to piss myself.
And I'm a boy. I'm not going to the same bathroom.
Yeah.
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 I'm not following Nathan just to get on with him.
Well, here it says, I asked her and she said she wasn't allowed.
Oh, there you go.
Whether that's true or not, don't know.
Probably, to be fair.
That's the excuse I would have used.
Yeah. Such a cock tease, isn't she? Anyway, lunchtime. Lunchtime, Lorna kept... What's this say?
Oh, just...
It's mental, given the context.
Yeah. I think I've got a new nemesis here. Lunchtime, Lorna kept clinging to Amy, so I couldn't get her alone. And by the end of the day, I was very pissed off. I got in a taxi, and after a while, I saw Amy go off in her taxi. So I got home and after a while I rang her up.
We haven't heard much about Zoe or whoever, you know, the middle person was
before. Was it Sam?
Sam, sorry. We've not heard much about Sam.
Know where she is now.
Well, you've managed to successfully slip her. Now you need to slip Lorna.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're never going to get alone time.
So hard, isn't it?
Considering she wanted sex in your back garden on day one.
Yeah, I know. It's mad, right? Then she told me something that really pissed me off. She said at the end of Friday, she was hunting around the school looking for me so we could kiss. Damn, damn, damn. I don't believe that. I think she's just toying with me.
No, I think, come on, you've got to have some. She's clearly...
I think you both clearly want it and it's just not happening. Like, I think you're both getting annoyed at the same things and you're both just getting really, like, frustrated about it.
So I went to Nan's Friday night. Brackets in secret hope that I could persuade her to take me to Amy's house.
Yes.
And found out something very interesting.
Oh no.
It turns out she lives in the same place as Mavis, which is one of my Nan's friends.
Oh. Not a new potential Doris then. No,
definitely not. Fucking hell.
Mavis, brackets, not as sexy as Amy.
Until she shows interest.
So hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, Nan will take me there and I can definitely get off with her.
Definitely.
Jeez. How is Amy
How
spelled?
Chances?
Is it the weird way, like A-I-M-E-E?
No, A-M-I-E.
Oh.
Yeah.
Similar then.
Yeah.
Amy, my first Doris was called Amy, spelled that way.
It's a good name.
It is a good
spooky
name.
Yeah.
Very similar to this story. I'm so invested in this story because it is literally... just the story of my first girlfriend. It's like this is written about me and my first girlfriend, Amy.
It's funny,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Weird. Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting how this stuff works.
I wonder how many people listening just do relate to this whole thing. I'm sure most 90s, 80s kids at school have had this exact...
Yeah.
At least sections of it.
Right, right.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you have to go through it a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Makes you stronger.
This is an ad. We have a Patreon. You can click the link in the description and support us. The support goes a long way. And I know you're thinking, I'm not going to pay money for no reason. Well, there is a reason. For £1 a month, you can get access to our pages that we read from. For £3 a month, you can get a video version of the pod with extra long episodes. And for £5 a month, you can get even more extra content only available to you, like us playing silly games and more. So anyway, what were you saying, Nathan?
Well, October the 1st, we're on now, Sunday. All right. So the last person here we go. This confirms it. So the last person I got off with was Natasha in year 7.
Mm.
She grew up to be a porn star. It's that one.
Oh yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah. She was the one who was smoking as well, like 11.
Natasha.
Slippery slope,
innit?
Now I'm in year 11. I got off with someone 3 years, 7 months, and 18 days ago.
Fucking hell. So that's before we started the diary.
It is, yeah. But now, yes, now I've built it up enough. You know what's coming. It's happened again. I got off with Amy.
Yes.
Well done, bruv.
Wow. Here's what happened. I got dropped off at Amy's for an hour at 3 o'clock. I was kind of nervous and we went for a little walk, but nothing kicked off. We headed back to hers and went up to her room. She was hunting through her letters and all the time I was debating in my head and trying to think of a way to make a move on her. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a way to approach her.
Oh God, this isn't going to get dark, is it?
No,
so
I don't think so.
So I just pinned her down.
Way to approach her, and my time was running out fast. I had to leave soon. God's sake, I'm such a wimp. She got up to shut her door, and I just said, "So are we going to go for it then?" She walked out to check no one was going to walk in, and then she came in, shut the door, beckoned me to stand up, and then we kissed. Mm. Good kiss, tongues. It lasted about 30 seconds, which is so good. That's a long old kiss.
That is a fucking long snog, isn't it?
Then we sat down and kissed again. Lush, huh? Lush. Then unfortunately I had to go, but tomorrow should be great. I'm so going to kiss her. And right now I'm fucking stoked. What a significant day to do it as well. 1/10/00.
Ooh.
Well, that's interesting because that was the date that I said, little do you know, on this date, you'll have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. It's all tying together.
So has your nan set you up with the alley-oop there by dropping your vein?
I think so, yeah.
and you managed to slam dunk it.
Which nan is it, sorry?
My Nana Wade.
Nana Wade getting the assist.
She racking up the stats. Wicked.
That's so good. Oh, what's the next page looking like?
I feel like I'm talking so much. So.
No, it's good. We're engrossed. Oh, honestly, the listeners are too, so don't worry.
Oh, wow.
Do we save that?
Yeah. What, for the...
For next week? Because that's mental.
I don't know. I think
go on, sling it out.
Come on.
All right.
This is a great way to finish the episode, this page.
October 2nd. Hey guys, well today kind of sucked. This is a Monday. I didn't get off with Amy. Mm. Usually I'd be joking and write a big knot underneath it, but I really didn't. Whether it was just because we got no time alone or not, I don't know, but she was very touchy-feely in art, so I'll see what happens. So I'll see what tomorrow has in store.
I like that now that you've done it and the weekend's passed, you're both confident enough that you're now talking about kissing like it's well normal.
Yeah.
Not that it took you 2 weeks to sort of get
build up to it.
And yeah, she's touching me loads. It's like, it's normal, isn't it?
Is this when you were going to be, wasn't she going to make in a cast of your chest or something?
I think so. I don't
forgot
about
that.
Which is a mental thing to do.
Yeah. I don't even know what that would be for.
Like putting like, newspaper and PVA glue and making a papier-mâché bust of you or something.
Yeah. What a weird thing to want to
practice her kissing.
Amy reckons she hates soppy love letters. So as a joke, I wrote her one for tomorrow.
Yeah, as a joke. Do you reckon it was a joke?
I did one soppy one and one dirty one. Ah, you can read them both in my secret box. I wish I had those.
Oh my God.
I don't know where they are now.
I bet the dirty one was mental.
Yeah. I think that's long
or
gone.
It was really not that bad, but to you then it was
it
dirty.
Felt, yeah,
it would have just been insane. Like, I'm going to touch your boob while we snog. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I would not have had the balls to write, even to write it, let alone
in case someone
give
found
a dirty
it.
Letter to a girl.
Yeah, I don't know why I've suddenly got some confidence.
If you did that these days, they'd just fucking post it all over the internet to embarrass you.
That's true.
Back then, the worst thing you could have had was people in school seeing it.
Yeah. I fucking know. I'll try and find them sometime.
It's more the rejection I think I was scared of when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck me. If I send something like this and they say like, fuck off you cretin, I will cry.
Hate
I'm surprised
that.
I've suddenly got this confidence to do that.
It's because you finally slung your tongue down.
Yeah, I think it was. It's done something. This morning, I got 3 DVDs through the post. Ooh.
Love film.
It might have been actually, yeah.
Use code diarrhea at checkout.
We wish.
It was A Bug's Life, End of Days, and The Matrix.
Wait, so you've got a DVD player now?
Yeah, we must have bought one.
Because that's the first mention, because normally you rent videos in the diary.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think we must have had one then.
It's about right. The year 2000 is when that sort of overtook, isn't it?
Well, here we go. And tonight I bought a wicked DVD player. There we go.
Wicked. Now you don't need the girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was on his list and he's done 2 of them now.
True.
What was the list again? Get a DVD player, get a Doris, get a mobile.
Win the lottery.
Just need the mobile now.
He also said, I want to win the lottery on one of the days. I remember distinctly.
I've only had time to watch End of Days though and it ruled.
I think that's the one I haven't seen. I can't get over this.
So at the bottom here, there's a. It literally says a very rough sketch of Amy.
That's obviously the rough bit, isn't it?
And I've drawn a little picture here of her in sort of a crop top with her breasts are very prominent in
double
this picture.
Double chin as well, look.
Oh yeah, it does look a bit like it. And it's a bit like
it's so exaggerated.
What are they called? The diagrams where you have like sort of lines to describe
an anatomical.
It's pointing at different parts of her, describing them. Let's go from the top down, shall we?
Let's do it.
Brilliant.
Her golden flowing hair, her eyes like diamonds.
Oh, God.
Her lips like satin pillows.
Oh. Jesus.
Her soft as petal skin.
Oh.
Her voluptuous breasts.
And you've drawn them mental
they are
big,
ridiculous.
Like ridiculous to put the scale of that, they're bigger than her head.
And you've added a nice M in there as well, like an extra letter into the word voluptuous. Voluptuous.
Oh, yeah, voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Yeah. That is the episode title.
Her voluptuous breasts.
Yeah.
Her sultry arms.
Oh, sultry.
Yeah.
Roger Sultry.
And her flat tummy.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to say her flange or something.
Yeah. Not even a mention of that.
Just flat tummy.
You wouldn't know at this point,
would
you?
Not about the arse or anything.
Flat tummy.
Well, tummy. You know, if it was Rainer's diary, it would be from the bottom up.
Yeah, this picture should be facing the other way. The back of her head.
That's brilliant. Oh,
the arse.
There you go.
Well done. That's fucking brilliant.
Good stuff.
Love all that.
That is a great end to the episode,
it is.
I think.
And there's more of this to come.
There's loads
more. Lots more. So thank you so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying this saga of the new girlfriend situation.
Absolutely.
Alex, do you have anything you want to plug or just your Twitch?
Yeah, I'll just plug my Twitch. It's Redux. If you want to find me, you will. It's linked below.
So when do you stream?
At the moment, every Wednesday from sort of 8:30.
There you go.
You can find me on Twitch at Wade Wiley. I forgot then.
There you go. And I'd really appreciate a little sub over on YouTube. Rainer Vandell. There we go.
Very good channel,
I want to hit 15,000 subscribers by the end of the year.
Deserved.
Get 500 in. Away. We can do that. Come on.
I think 20,000.
No, don't push it. I don't want to be disappointed. All right. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Alex?
Finish your carbonated drinks because they're gross when they're still.
Dregs.
Dregs.